The Gemara says on the 15th day of Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Leilanos. It's the birthday for the trees, and we celebrate their special day by eating fruits from the Shivas Aminim. So why are trees relevant to us? So the Pasuk in Parshas Shoftim asks, Ki Adam Eitz Hasadeh, is the tree of the field a human being? The Pasuk is asking a rhetorical question, but Chazal expound the Pasuk and take it literally. Ha Adam Eitz Hasadeh, man is compared to a tree of the field. So what are we meant to learn from trees? And the answer is Akar Sataif. Ki Adam, the essence of man is that we are grateful for whatever we receive. And we have to look no further than Eitz Hasadeh, the fruits that Hashem gives us. Every fruit, every vegetable has a different taste, different color, different smell, different shape, different texture. And that makes for a beautiful and delicious vegetable salad or fruit salad. The greatest decorator, the most experienced party planner, can never replicate Hashem's natural beauty. On Shabbos, we read about the man that fell for the Jewish people in the Midbar. And the Rabban says famously that man tasted like whatever he wanted it to taste like. It was all in the mind. One day you can decide to make it taste like delicious filet mignon. Another day, wagyu steak, lamb chop, sushi. But after eating the same menu, the same diet every single day, man for breakfast, lunch and supper, Klal Yisrael became frustrated and they complained to Moshe. And Hashenu Katzav Alechem HaKloikla. Klal Yisrael complained about their menu. We are disgusted and repulsed by the man. And the question is, if they could have imagined the most delectable foods, why were they disgusted by it? Why did they complain? And perhaps it's this idea. Even though they could have imagined in their mind the most crumptious foods, but since it looked the same color, same feel, after a while they became disgusted and nauseated by its sight. And this is the chesed that Hashem does for us every day. Hashem could have given us bland food that looks like a piece of foam, and it still would have sustained us. But He made every fruit and every vegetable distinct for our pleasure and enjoyment. So on Tu B'Shvat, we take the time to express our karas hatov for the kindness of Hashem by implanting exquisite beauty and taste within the Bria so that we can have a geshmak in our meals. On Tu B'Shvat, we say thank you for making our food not only nourishing, but also delicious. Tu B'Shvat always falls out around Parshas B'Shalach. In the beginning of Parshas B'Shalach, we find the dramatic lesson in Akaras HaTayf. The Torah tells us that when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Vayikach Moshe's Atzmas Yosef Imoy. Moshe took with him the remains of Yosef, in fulfillment of the vow made by the Shvatim to bring his remains out of Egypt so they could be interred in Eretz Yisrael. The Sefer Chemdas Hayomim points out a superfluous word in the Pasuk. The Pasuk adds the word Es, Vayikach Moshe Es Atzmas Yosef Imoy. The word Es, as we know, is Lerabois. Es generally alludes to something in addition to what which is explicitly mentioned in the Torah. So what are we adding over here? So he explains, the Torah alludes to another deceased person whose remains were brought out of Egypt by Moshe Rabbeinu. And who was that person? And he says something incredible. It was none other than Basia, Moshe's stepmother. Why Basia? Akaras HaTayf. In Parsha Shemois, the Torah tells us that Basia, Paris' daughter, was bathing in the river when she saw an infant floating in a basket. Recognizing that this was a Jewish child, she took the baby and adopted him as her own son. And this baby, of course, was Moshe. Now, some 80 years later, as Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Moshe went through the painstaking ordeal of taking her remains with him so she could be buried in Eretz Yisrael. We can hardly imagine how busy and burdened Moshe Rabbeinu was on the day of Mitzis Mitzrayim. He was in charge of over 2 million people, men, women, and children. He was their leader. He was the one who would guide them and care for them and provide for them as they made their way through the arduous journey through the desert towards Eretz Yisrael. It would be an understatement to say that Moshe had a lot on his mind on this day. And yet, he did not forget his debt of gratitude to Basia, the one who made it all happen. Akaras HaTayf. Even at the busiest, most hectic moment of his life, Moshe remembered to say thank you. We must never be too busy to say thank you, to pick up the phone and express our appreciation to those who make our lives more enjoyable. We usually say thank you to the waiter and to the mailman, to the bus driver, but we tend to take for granted the people that are closest to us, our spouse, our siblings, our parents, and neglect to express our appreciation for those who made it all happen. Even in today's fast-paced world, with all the demands and distractions of life, we cannot be too preoccupied to show our gratitude. On Tu B'Shvat, we remember that expressing gratitude should always be our top priority. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.